Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
We're going to talk not about healthcare reform, but we're going to mention it as we talk about the article today that deals with hospital discharges. And clearly, one of the big expenses in the American healthcare system are hospitalizations. Hospitalizations, the length of time someone spends in the hospital has dropped significantly over the past 25 or 30 years. Still, we have a problem discharging patients. Sometimes the problem is a social problem. Sometimes it's a logistics problem in terms of getting discharge medications ready and appointments scheduled, et cetera. The abstract we're going to talk about today asks a very interesting question. It was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The question is, does a structured approach to hospital discharge, one that emphasizes patient education and follow-up planning and post-discharge reinforcement, does it reduce hospital use? In other words, readmissions, et cetera. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, yeah, this is a really interesting study, and it's increasingly important, particularly to hospital administrators and to folks who have to pay for care. They randomized about 750 adults who are on a general medical service to get either usual care at discharge or a structured, more detailed discharge process. And in that process, a nurse did patient education. They had individualized, easy-to-read aftercare booklets, you know, specific to their diagnosis and their condition, had information on their diagnosis, how to contact their physician or provider, follow-up appointments, medication schedules, any pending test results, and what to do if they felt worse. On discharge, they got this booklet, and they also faxed a copy of the information to their primary care doctor. A pharmacist called the patient about 2 or 3 days after discharge to reinforce the discharge plan and the medication schedule. And in the analysis, they found that the intervention group, the group that had this more detailed process, had a 30% lower risk of either ER visit or rehospitalization within 30 days. So there were about 0.31 visits per person in the intervention group compared to 0.45 in the usual care group. So patients getting structured discharge were also more likely to follow up with their primary care doc and more likely to report that they were either prepared or very prepared for discharge. Typically, the typical discharge, you know, planning, the usual care group takes about 15 minutes per patient, and this intervention took about 90 minutes of nursing time and then about 30 minutes of pharmacist time per discharge. So there is an investment in time and effort and people, but they found a really significant benefit. And if you think about the cost of not only financial but human cost of being readmitted to the hospital, I think it may well be worth it.
Right. It also, it seems to me that there are other benefits that the authors perhaps didn't even measure in terms of people taking their medications at home and understanding how to take them and what they're for. They didn't measure that, but clearly that's a benefit as well. And it may just have, you know, show up in terms of other proxies and longer-term benefits, you know, 3, 4, 6 weeks out. It seems to me a no-brainer. You think it will catch on at hospitals?
Well, it's interesting. I was actually talking to the chief medical officer of our local hospital just the other day, and we were discussing a project to try and identify patients who are at high risk for readmission and then be able to intervene on these patients to try to prevent or reduce the risk of them coming back. And that's particularly important to him right now because Medicare has said they're probably going to pay less for readmissions next year. Mm-hmm. And so hospitals are scrambling to try and figure out a way to identify these high-risk patients and then prevent their readmission. So, yeah, I think it's very likely that some of this could catch on. The problem is that there's no direct reimbursement for the time spent. You really have to look at the bigger picture and indirect reimbursement in terms of cost savings down the road.
Right. Well, listeners can certainly go to the POMS website and pick up the abstract and send it on to their hospital administration.
I did that with mine.
Excellent. Thanks for the abstract, Mark. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.